Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Journey with Judy. Honest, open, transparent. It's hot.
There's no such thing as perfect people. There's no such thing as a perfect life. So come as you are.
All right, so good morning. Thank you for choosing to journey with Judy right here on Lake 96.1 this Palm Sunday Sunday. We are just days away from the biggest celebration in our liturgical year as Christians. I mean, without this thing coming up this week, I don't even know that we'd be here, never mind talking about Jesus and the fact that he will be rising a week from today. And here's the deal, my friends. It's just a good reminder that Holy Thursday and Good Friday always come before Easter Sunday. And what I mean by that is sometimes things have to get worse before they get better. And I've been speaking all over the country, driving and flying here and there and everywhere this Lenten season, reminding people of a couple things. You know, that God is who he says he is. He does what he says he's going to do. We are who he says we are, and we don't always do what we ought to do, right? But there's something about this Lenten season, especially for us Catholics, that we step up our game, right? I think I mentioned this last week. For 40 days, we pray more, give more, and fast more. And the reality is, it's a concept that Jesus actually implemented and instituted 2,000 years ago, where you could actually be a good Christian person all year and not just for 40 days of Lent. So anyway, just a reminder of, you know, what this week is really all about. It is the most holy. It is the most profoundly impactful time where we literally enter into the suffering of Jesus, only to realize today what they didn't know then, which is how the story ends, right? We know that Jesus finds the victory, and it's just so, so crazy how it all came about. But for some reason, if we actually lived like we were forgiven people and we actually embraced the crosses that we're asked to carry, like without cost and without measure, life would just be so different. But you know what? I don't know if you're anything like me. I talk about it and I think about it, but I'm not always being about it. I'm not always a doer of what it is I know to be true. But I'm definitely a hearer. I'm definitely a judger. But I don't always do what I'm supposed to do. So one of the things I've been trying to do is more than ever be super intentional about recognizing my blessings. So instead of looking at what's wrong, which according to my kids is just what I do, I'm trying to be looking at what's right instead of what's wrong. And I really think, in my estimation, if I'm measuring my success, I am crushing it out of the park, being a half full, glass full kind of gal. I've given birth to and I'm married to some half empty, not even refillable, black cloud kind of people. And so when I step up my game, I think it helps them see things from a different perspective. And so last week we had the absolute privilege of going to visit our oldest son in Arizona. And not only were we going to go see our oldest son, but we were actually meeting our daughter, Kennedy, there because she was going on a college visit in the same town in which Carter lives. And so, you know how the destination sets the tone for travel? Like when you know where you're headed, you're generally kind of excited, or you can be, depending on where you're headed. You're headed in a direction, in a place that it seems like it's going to be amazing. And so the anticipation and the excitement is kind of what makes it fun, right? Well, until things don't go as planned. And see, that's the thing about us people, and especially us people of faith. We believe something is supposed to go a certain way, and when it doesn't go a certain way, we tend to believe that it's either good or bad or right or wrong, instead of just doing what I think Jesus modeled so beautifully, which is it is what it is, and we embrace the moment for what it is, and it allows us to see things from a different perspective. And so what was so cool is that as we were driving to the airport, I was just praising God for the fact that the weather was great. We had no issues headed to the airport. As Bob was complaining about how far we had to walk, I was thanking God that I wasn't on crutches or wasn't in a wheelchair. Thanking God that I didn't have like a breathing machine. Thanking God that I actually could afford the ticket. There was a time at one point in my life where someone bought us a ticket to go visit our son because we couldn't just buy our own ticket, which is not only humbling, but I even like paid for my extra baggage, right? $25 extra so I could put, as Bob says, a whole lot of stuff in a bag, check it, and then realize when I get there that it's nothing that I needed, but all the things that I absolutely wanted to just bring back and forth. I was just so grateful until we arrived at the terminal, only to find that this 7 a.m. flight that we thought we were the only ones that would get out early, where there was like 5,000 billion people waiting for TSA. And they just kept talking about all the things that they were going to do. But then that reminded me that not only am I just someone who talks about it, but that piece of doing it is just the next best thing that absolutely has to happen. So let's be people who are not only hearers of the right thing and the words, but doers of those words. Let's talk about that when we get back. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. All right, so how about the scripture, my friends? Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but instead do what it says. Those who listen to the word but do not do what it says is like someone who looks at their face in a mirror and after looking at themselves immediately forgets what he looks like. You know what? That scripture might sound confusing to some of you, but it is so crystal clear that we are not only supposed to be hearers of the word of God, but actually do something about it. It's like take what you know to be true and apply it to your life. I know growing up, that was the biggest difficulty I navigated as a young person was how my real life never coincided with my faith life. It just theology and reality didn't collide. When we study the word of God, we recognize that it has the answer to every question and the solution to every potential problem that we might face in our life. I always tell my kids, like, at the end of the day, we're going to have nothing left, but you can have my amazing jewelry and my Bible, which has the answer to every question. I'm wondering if I died today, how many of my kids would scramble and argue over my amazing Bible that has more notes in it than I've ever taken in my whole life? Because I know today that that is where I find everything that I tend to look for outside of myself for peace and joy and satisfaction. So when we can actually apply what it is that we know to be true, our lives change. We know that our habits change, which creates our lives to change. And a lot of times we just find ourselves doing the same thing over and over again and expecting to get a different result. The reality is, my friends, nothing changes when nothing changes. And so what's so cool about this scripture from the book of James is he's referring to the fact that when we look in a mirror and then we step away forgetting what it is that we saw. My friends, we are reminded this week more than ever that we were made in the image and likeness of God, right? That means we are to mirror Jesus, right? It's so easy for us to see Jesus sometimes in other people, but the reality is we are called to let people see Jesus in us. And when we know the truth and don't do it, when we know the choice and don't do it, we become like this person referenced in the scripture today that we listen to the word or we look in a mirror and literally walk away and forget what it is that we're supposed to see. One of the things I've noticed more than ever, and especially when I'm paying attention to it, when we were in Arizona with our son, every time we went out to eat, which Bob and I do not do often, I was mindful that regardless of what establishment we went to eat. As I looked around that establishment, every person, and I literally mean every person, it was almost impossible for me to find a table of people where there was more than one, where the people were not looking at their phones. I don't know about you, but I know that my man constantly will correct me because while he's talking to me, I am looking at my phone, right? I am not putting into practice that which I know to be so important, which is being present in the moment, right? The present is the present that so many of us take advantage of by not being present to the people that are in our life. So I looked around and I was watching these people be very engaged on their phone. Well, my kid corrected me to tell me that this phone is like the most, I forget how Siri is described. Siri is described as the most intelligent assistant that helps you get things done. Now, when we corrected our son for being in our presence and on his phone, he very quickly reminded us that that phone is the key to his success, right? I mean, he's out in the real world, conducting his life and navigating his professional and personal career and things with his phone, right? I mean, it's like a computer that you can carry around with you. So it got me to thinking that although the iPhone is presented as this thing that allows you to pick up where amazing left off, I think it's promoted, maybe this is even an old iPhone that was promoted as this thing that delivers even more power. My friends, I will tell you that an iPhone might wake you up, but it doesn't get you up. And it might show you where to shop, but it will not control your spending. It might tell you where to go, but it doesn't tell you what to do when you get there. It may count your calories, but it does not stop you from consuming too many. It might log your exercise, but it cannot make you do that exercise. It might keep you intact with your to-do list, but it will not check off the list those things that you need to do. It might tell you the weather, but it cannot bring you your umbrella. My friends, this life that we are living in the Christian world is about doing, not about talking about what it is that we're doing. And we are going to experience in just a few days Jesus Christ doing the very thing that he talked about. Everything that led to this week that we call holy is him talking about, him foreshadowing, him forecasting, him warning the very things that were going to come about. And he told us the very things we need to do to share in that victory of rising on Easter Sunday. And you've got to dig that. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. Thanks to Cunis Country Auto Group for sponsoring this show. But when I fix my eyes on all that you are, then every doubt I feel deep in my heart grows strangely dim. All my worries fade and fall to the ground. All right, so we absolutely had an amazing time in Arizona with two of our kids. We got to go visit our son, Carter, who is our oldest kid, who we get to see about twice a year. And we got to see, what was so cool is we got to watch him navigate being an adult, right? I mean, there's times where as a parent, you literally think your kids are getting it. And then 2 seconds later, it's like, they so don't get it. Well, it really appeared to Bob and I that this kid was getting it. I mean, this is a 22-year-old kid who's telling me to turn lights off and not to drink a beverage in his car and don't leave the door open. He's not, you know, air conditioning all of old Scottsdale. It was like everything he's ever heard us say, he was spewing back to us. And so I'm here to remind you that, like, we just keep applying pressure. We just keep giving them real-life examples of how when they do the next right thing, how when they're not only hearers of the truth and the word, but when they apply them, it changes everything. And there's just something about that as people of faith that we know. I'm reading a book right now called Perfectly Yourself, and it talks about how all we're asked to do is the next right thing. And for some reason, we want to make excuses why we are not able to. My friends, it is not that you can't, it is that you won't, that you choose evil over good or wrong over right. And this week of all weeks of our calendar year and of our liturgical year is the time to recognize that Jesus has asked us, he has taught us, he has modeled for us what it means to not only be made in the image and likeness of God, but to make God known by the things that we say and do. And so as we watch him this week journey to his own death for the sake of all of us, like I got to remind people this weekend that when we don't believe God at his word, when we don't believe we are who God says we are, then I'm thinking that this whole thing about the crucifixion just 5 days from now was literally in vain, right? Because we are people who receive forgiveness from God for past, present, and future sins. Like, it is all about what we did, what we're doing, and what we're going to do that Jesus said, like, I got this, right? He paid this debt that he didn't owe because we owed a debt that we couldn't pay. And all he's asking of us is not only to be hearers of the word, but to be doers. For whatever reason, we are so quick to find fault over instead of a remedy. We're so quick to find an alibi instead of a solution. We're so quick to be so busy, so quick we're supposed to be doing that we do not do what we ought to be doing, right? We turn to cell phones and substitutes like that to satisfy us. We turn to anything other than the real source of satisfaction, which is Jesus. As people of faith, this week, over all weeks, we have got to be mindful of where we go and when we carry our cross, recognizing that we see Christ in other people. We are called to be Christ to other people, right? This sounds so simple, my friends, but the scripture says, don't just listen, but do what it says, right? Because did is a word of achievement, won't a word of retreat. Might a word of bereavement, and can't a word of defeat. Try is a word for each hour, and can is a word of power. I referenced the cell phone as an example because it does so many things, but it cannot do the very thing that requires you. It cannot do what only you can do. This week, we have the opportunity to be more mindful than ever what exactly we're here for. We are here to see Christ. We are here to be Christ. We are here to hear the word and then act on it. Because my friends, we are all people who tend to judge ourselves as being inferior or superior to somebody else. And if we find ourselves in those places, it will never cause us to be the absolute best version of ourselves. We are called to be perfectly ourselves, and we run our own race, knowing the victory, knowing that with Jesus, we have a way better chance, or any chance for that matter, of finding the victory. And we just do this thing called life one step at a time, applying pressure when necessary and applying those things which we know to be true. One of the best things that I enjoyed when we were with our son Carter was watching him navigate life as an adult, watching him accept responsibility and live in the consequences of those decisions. Now, you know that I am all about being honest, open, and transparent. One of the things that made me really sad was that when we told our son, he thought we were getting a hotel. Well, we thought we were staying with him. And so obviously we were not in alignment with what we were thinking. And so my son actually told us that if we did stay with him, that he would charge us half of what the hotel rate would be. And then how about this? He has one bed and a couch, and he asked where we would be sleeping because he was not willing to give up his bed. My friends, I just pray that you can carry your cross more successfully than my children. Carry it whatever the cost. And this week, please be mindful of the fact that Jesus carried the cross so you could live a life of love, life, mercy, abundance, and joy, and peace. And anything less, my friends, is settling for less than God's best. So this week, keep it hot, and I will see you on Easter Sunday to celebrate that God is risen and he is present today. Keep it hot, honest, open, and transparent. Peace out.
Redbox Media programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.